الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون أياما معدودات. صدق الله مولانا العظيم. Allah has brought us on the verge of Ramadan. Perhaps tomorrow night may be the first Taraweeh, inshallah. We are here in this great and auspicious period. So may Allah tabarak wa ta'ala let us benefit from the spirituality, the virtues, and all the physical side also. Fasting physically also is extremely healthy. But we fast because of the spirituality. Then the physical side comes just by the way. So Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. It is most appropriate that, mashallah, quite a bit has been read by Maulana Musa already with regard to the hadith explaining the virtues of the month of Ramadan. And in that we see that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam himself, just be on the verge of Ramadan, the eve of Ramadan, so to say, he explained to the Sahaba-e-Kiram, radiyallahu ta'ala anhum, the great virtues of this month. And so that we could prepare ourselves, ulama have written, so that we don't waste any time whatsoever in this month. So, Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali, in Fadail Quran, has quoted this hadith, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, bayan on the last day of Shaaban. Hazrat Salman radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says that on the last day of Shaaban, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam spoke to us and said, O people, a great month has come upon you. That is, that we become aware that it is a very great month. And also, alhamdulillah, which is our system, it is in our way, that we refer to this month as the month of Ramadan. And because the minute we think of Ramadan, we think of rozas, we think of Taraweeh, we think of Sehri, we think of Tilawat of Quran Sharif. May Allah make it that Jum'ah also, as we don't say Fridays, we shouldn't say Friday is coming. Jum'ah. And the virtues of Jum'ah. And all that virtues of Jum'ah just come into our mind. And we try and not waste any moment of the day of Jumu'ah also. It is also an extremely precious day. And for that also, mashallah, ulama have written kitabs with regard to the great virtues of Jumu'ah. So if we refer like to Ramadan, that it's coming now, 18th, tomorrow will be the 19th, the 20th. The 20th of February is coming. That doesn't really bring any connotations. But if it is that Ramadan is coming, now that brings lot of connotations with it. So Allah give us tawfiq to Islamize the English language also and make it Muslim. Let it enter into the fold of Islam and become Muslim also, inshallah. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said that this great month is coming, in which is a night greater in value and goodness than 1,000 months. That the Laylatul Qadr, that from the beginning start preparing, so that finally when Laylatul Qadr will come, we hope it, in all probability it is in the last 10 nights, the odd nights, it is in there, so that we get ready. So a great night, Laylatul Qadr is coming. Hazrat Maulana Shah Abrar al-Haq Sahib Rahmatullah Ali has given the example of this month like a money-making machine. Like if the government of any country has to tell all the Muslim citizens that the month of Ramadan is coming and we are going to give you all a money-printing machine. And you can put it on any denomination. In South Africa, 10, 20, 50, 100, 200 rand note, anyone. Naturally, everyone will put it on the highest. Nobody will put it on the lowest. But only, it will only start working when the moon is sighted for the month of Ramadan. So, and make lot of dua this year's moon is at such a time that it's very, where it's going to be seen, not seen, quite critical. And may Allah not divide the ummah at this time. And we fall, وَسَلِّمْنَا لِرَمَضَانِ وَسَلِّمْهُ لَنَا. That this doesn't cause, become a cause of arguments and fights and all other things that we go into. And we forget our ibadat one side. And we are all involved in these things. The ulama who are in charge of this, they will see to it. We must carry on with our ibadat. But unfortunately, we also get involved in all the arguments. And we also all, everyone becomes a mufti also on such occasion. And everyone is giving a fatwa that whether the moon is sighted, not sighted, etc. Allah Ta'ala give us, save us from that, inshallah. And that money printing machine will only start printing when the moon is sighted. And it will stop when the moon is sighted for Shawwal, that is for the day of Eid. And then it will stop printing. If we had a machine like that, we will just be waiting our ears. In the first, this is another thing, unfortunately, that has changed also, that first everyone, as little children we know, we should be going outside to look for the moon. Then our four ears were glued to the radio. Now it is on the cell phone all the time. I must be the first one to get the message, confirmation of the moon. So anyway, when we get that, then everyone will start printing the notes. Even old people, young people, everyone, nobody will let up. We will just be printing. And we read in the Kitab, Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Alayhi written, there were those buzurgs that the whole month of Ramadan, they only ate on the 15th, once a month, whole month. And of Hazrat Shaykh's time, Hazrat Maulana Abdul Rahim Raipuri, he should have only few finjan, the small little cups of green tea, sabz tea. That's all. Very little. And mashallah, there are still some people, iftari, they just have a sehri, just a sip of water or something very light. But with no problem, we can eat sehri. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam invited a sahabi to come and eat with him and told him, come and partake of barakat food. So it is barakat food. Iftari also is also great barakat, so no problem. But not to overdo things. Also, one friend of ours told us that he went to a dietitian, and the dietitian told that your religion, Islam, has prescribed the best remedy for all diseases, that is fasting. And fasting for 30 days is a very ideal Allah Ta'ala has made it. And the dietitian said that the whole day staying hungry is very, very good and healthy. But when you open your roza with deep fries, our samosas, bhajias, samosas, whatever it is, then you lose, not only lose the benefit, but more harm is caused than benefit. So open our rozas on khajur, with water, make your maghrib, and after that you can have your supper, now you can have what you want to, but that also in moderation. Try as far as possible. Many of us have a heavy meal for iftari and then difficult for taraweeh. Many times you think and you fall asleep and you miss your taraweeh also. Or if you go also and your stomach is full, then it's a problem. So try and have a light meal as far as possible. Just sufficient for us, which will be sufficient for us. So anyway, those buzurgs who realize the value of Ramadan, they spend a day and night in ibadah. As we, how much we can, there is no force for the nafal ibadah, but of course great virtue there is in it, and great benefit also there is. And this month which Allah Ta'ala Himself says, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ, so that you acquire taqwa. And if we are a person, the purpose of the month was to acquire this taqwa. We translate it as the fear of Allah, Really it is, Hazrat Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali said, the love of Allah. And to give up son in the fear of Allah, that even an animal does, out of fear. Like you show a dog a piece of meat, it comes. You show it a stick or a stone, it runs away. So that fear, and fear is required also. But love of Allah, that in the love of Allah, who has created us, who has given us all our ni'mat, and in His love we obey Him, that has got great value. So anyway, so and when Laylatul Qadr will come, if a person was prepared and he takes all the advantage of it, 1,000 months, which is 83 years and 4 months, and not 83 and 4 months, خَيْرٌ مِّنْ أَلْفِشَةٍ, more better than 83 years and 4 months. Imagine a person, if you're working for somebody, and the person tells you that whatever, we are changing fixtures and furniture, or whatever else, and the whole night we will want you to work for us. If you can give this one night, and we will give you 83 years wages for 1 month, and 83 years, 1,000 months wages we will give. When he just tell you, I want you to work the whole night for me, it seems very hard. That whole night I must stay awake and I must work. But when he tells you what the wages will be, 83 years and 4 months, then you will be ready immediately. And as the Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali says, there are so many people who do night shifts. They work at night. So for them it's even easier. So Allah Ta'ala give us all tawfiq. And also, yeah, we are reading, but the time is very limited. We, all of us on our own, as mashallah, Mawlana Musa has read out most part of this hadith. Let us read it on our own again and try and absorb it. And then try, wherever we feel a bit lax and weak in the month also, read this hadith again. Read Fazail-e Amal, so Fazail-e Quran. So that we can be encouraged again. It is a month in which Allah Ta'ala has made fasting farz by day and has made sunnah the taraweeh salah by night. So the two main ibadats which are of the month of Ramadan, the fasting. For those who are ill and whatever genuine reasons, proper reasons, that they are excused. But by and large, and alhamdulillah, we find this practice is in the ummah. Whether it is small children, big people, ill people, whoever, all, the spirit is there to keep the roza. And the taraweeh is very important. Taraweeh also, there are also a lot of detail is required to explain. But alhamdulillah, so many huffaz now, and so many venues of taraweeh. But many places, they make their own isha at the venue. Isha should be made in a masjid. And then go to your venue wherever. And to try, Hazrat explanation comes in later also, that we, the whole month, our taraweeh must carry on. If we finish in 10 nights, some places is an achievement to read the whole Quran one night, or 3 nights, 5 nights, 10 nights, be good. But then if we must not become slack in the rest of the month. Hazrat explained, there are two sunnahs. One is to read the whole Quran Sharif in Taraweeh, and the other is to read the whole month Taraweeh. So our whole 30 days, every day. And it must not happen that those who are very good hafiz, etc., and they finish in 10 days, whatever, 7 days, and then after that no Taraweeh. And then we become lax, we become lazy, and then we so try and do it such a way that the Taraweeh carries on, and the spirit of Taraweeh also remains. Whoever wants to be close to Allah by doing any good deed, for such people, there will be a reward, like the one who had performed a farad in any other time. And whoever performs a farad shall be given the reward of 70 farad in any other time. This is also a great gift of Allah Ta'ala, that in this month, every nafal takes the value of a farad, and a farad takes the value of 70 farais. So just imagine, whatever nafal ibadat we make, Allah give us tawfiq, whether it's our ishraq, awwabin, chast, awwabin, tahajjud. Allah give us tawfiq. If chast and ishraq is difficult at the time, because usually fajr is made early everywhere in awwal waqt, and if we're not awake still till ishraq time, then when we wake up we can make it. It's still ishraq time. Ishraq and chast, both of them, they start from about 15 minutes after sunrise until zawal time, and stop about 2-3 minutes, 5 minutes before zawal. So that is that period. So in that, the awwal waqt of ishraq is best at the beginning, and the best time for chast is in the last time. But this whole period, or some ulama have written, some have said that both are one namaz. Ishraq and chast are one namaz. Some have said they are two different namazes, and that is the generally accepted view, that ishraq is one namaz and chast is another namaz. So if we can't make it that time, the sawab will be less if we sleep away or something, or we engage in any other work. But we will still get the sawab. So Allah give us the tawfiq to perform all these namazes also during this month. And the value of them is like doing a faras in the month, outside the month of Ramadan. So great the value is. So all, and also to make at least one khatam of Quran Sharif. That is also very important. Alhamdulillah, so much inspiration there is for people who do much more. They have mashallah brothers who sit with us in i'tikaf, and they read one whole khatam every day. 30 khatams they make, mashallah. So whatever we can, we had certain brothers, Maulana Abdullah Durwesh, and he should read plenty of Quran Sharif. And Allah Ta'ala give us all tawfiq. So, and sadly, there are those also that don't make one khatam also. So Allah Ta'ala make it that we make at least minimum is one khatam. And as much as we can more than that, 5, 10, 15, whatever amount Allah Ta'ala gives tawfiq. And especially brothers who have come and in i'tikaf, who are here for the program, we got no other work, so there is enough time. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq, together with our rest also, we can do quite a bit. So all our nawafil also, Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. This is indeed the month of patience, and the reward for true patience is Jannah. This is a month when to keep the roza, you need sabr to keep the roza. So this is a month that teaches us how to make sabr. So and the reward for sabr is Jannah. May Allah Ta'ala let us derive all these benefits which Allah Ta'ala has kept in this month, inshallah. It is the month of showing kindness to everyone. And that is another thing. And alhamdulillah, we see the spirit is also very much in the ummah. How much khajur is being given out for all different places, for in the family, all that. It is a month to show kindness. People normally also take out their zakat during the month of Ramadan. Though it's not necessary that it should be, but also for the sawab. Many people, how much of the other, lillah, charity, they give in this month. So this is a month to show your kindness, whatever you can. And wherever the need is more, to spend there. And then we get our rewards also accordingly. So we should see and try and make it an ibadat. When we're working out our zakat also, etc., take it as an ibadat. Whatever we have to do of our deen. Like for example, in the month of Ramadan, now we have to prepare for Jummah. And Jummah preparation is like removing unwanted hair, etc. But take that also as an ibadat. Not just that this is a thing that we have to do, but it is also a command of our deen. So we take, that is also part of ibadat, or engaging in all that. It is the month in which a true believer's risk, food, money, etc. are increased. This is also a great ni'mat from Allah, that all this, if we see that the dasturkhan of even poor people in the month of Ramadan, mashallah, there is so much more. And other people also, there's so much more food. But let us not make the food the object. The food is not the object. Eat according to our necessity. And less we have, it must not be happen that we call it a fast, but it is really feasting. If we eat so much, and what for iftari, then what and what for supper, and then a nightcap again after Taraweeh, and then again a heavy meal for Sehri, then we have defeated the object of fasting. Then we do, and not only and this also, we eat in quantity more, and in calories, right? All the deep fries, the sweet meats, all the other things that we do. So in fact, Ramadan, we eating more than normal. And Ramadan was supposed to keep us hungry, but we are overeating. Only the times we are changing. So Allah Ta'ala make it easy for us, inshallah. Whoever feeds a fasting person in order to break the fast at iftar, for him there will be forgiveness of sins and freedom from the fire of Jahannam. And he shall receive the same reward as the fasting person whom he fed, without the fasting person losing any reward. We arrange iftari for people. And mashallah, here also we should keep in mind, there are those people who arrange iftari for poor communities. And then they do it from zakat money also. You don't make them the owners. Then the zakat won't take place. You have to make them the owners. And once they become the owners, then it's up to them. They can do what they want to. So if we give it to them at home, and you make them the owners, then it's all right. So we should keep masail to with the fadail, keep the masail also in mind. And where we have some doubt, we should find out from the muftis. And may Allah Ta'ala reward the muftis who always correct us whenever any error is made, or it's not explained properly, and the proper explanation. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. Thereupon we said, O Messenger of Allah, not all of us can afford to give a fasting person something to break his fast with. That is like a proper meal, a full meal. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, Allah Ta'ala gives the same reward to the one who gives a fasting person just one date, or a drink of water, a sip of water, or a sip of milk to break the fast with. Whatever you give, just to give the iftar, make iftari, Allah Ta'ala gives that reward. So there are great, great rewards. This month is a great and honorable month. Allah Ta'ala keep our health in order. Allah Ta'ala make it that they aren't, especially with the moon sighting, whether it is tomorrow night or whether it is for Eid again. We have a lot of differences, and unfortunately also many places are opting to go with Saudi with the sighting of the moon. Whereas it is required, it must be a local sighting. It was in the parameters of the Sharia, up to what distance, etc. That all is the work of the ulama, the muftis. But it should be a local sighting, and not just from what Saudi, and there's from what it appears. Allah knows best. It is more calculations they work on. But Allah Ta'ala make it that we follow the month of Ramadan, the fazail, with the correct masail also. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah.